Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos. I want to bring you a teaching today. My title is, Bread is Not Jesus' Literal Body and Flesh. Yeah, today, Sister Emma and I were in a marketplace. A Roman Catholic priest came in, sat down, then he left, and I went out to talk to him. And if you don't know, Roman Catholicism teaches that bread and wine, when they bless it, the priest literally turns into the real flesh of Jesus Christ. It's called the Eucharist, and they worship it in a metal container. This is total pagan idolatry. It came along as they invented their man-made faith. Roman ways mixed in with some Christian ways became Roman Catholicism. Today in the witnessing with this man, he told me that the bread is literally Jesus' body, because Jesus used a Greek word saying it's his actual body, his real flesh. Well, you could listen to that audio and video conversation I had under Roman Catholicism Exposed on our teaching blog, or at don'tperish.com under false teachers, I should say. So the verse he's talking about is this, Matthew 26:26. As they were eating, Jesus took the bread and blessed it, break it, and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. All right, so that word used has a very broad meaning, and it is not just what this man said. Let's talk about this. That word, the Greek word for body, is soma. And here's what it means. Ready? It has a very wide application, literal or figurative. It's a body, both a body of men or animals, dead or corpse or living, body of planets and stars. It's also used to describe a number of closely united people in a society, family, or a body. The body of Christ, right? Yeah. So, if what they teach is true, that bread literally becomes his flesh, then that word soma means it literally turns into his flesh, okay, when Jesus said that, when they bless it. And it's not just a symbol as we teach. We believe it's just a powerful symbol, like water baptism is a powerful symbol. Then that word used in other places means it's also literally his flesh, according to them. Not according to the word meaning, but according to them. Let's test this to God's word. We know that there is a literal body of Christ, his universal body of believers, right? That word is used there, that word body. Let's look at it. Let's test this to the word. 1 Corinthians 12:20. But now are they many members, yet but one body, the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:27. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. It's the body of Christ, right? Ephesians 2:16, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the stake, having slain the enmity thereof, the body of Christ. And then another one, Colossians 1:18, and he is the head of the body, the ecclesia, who is the beginning and the firstborn from the dead, in that all things he might have preeminence. All right, there's many other verses using the word body. All those verses use the same word, soma. So what this means is if we are the body of Christ, the soma of Christ, then according to Roman Catholic doctrine, then we must all be literally turned into the flesh of Christ as well. That's absolutely ridiculous. When they pull that word out, and use it as that meaning, and they discount it everywhere else. That word soma has a broad meaning. It can be a literal body, can be symbolism, it could be a body of believers, as I said. It's a broad use that explains how that word is applied. Right? Jesus used it as a clear example. The bread was his body broken for us. Or we know it can be a spiritual body. This makes perfect sense when you have eyes to see and ears to hear, and you're not corrupted by pagan, man-made religion. I want to go here. Jesus used this area of scripture, and they often go to this, John 6. I want to read some verses to you, then I want to explain it. This also talks about eating of him. John 6, 32 through 35, 53 through 58, 61 through 63. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not the bread from heaven, but my Father gave you the true bread from heaven. You see, Jesus is comparing the manna that fell from heaven to him. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Who's that? That's Jesus Christ. And they said unto him, Lord, evermore, give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Wait, did they right away eat Jesus right there and consume him like cannibals? Of course not. Powerful symbolism. And then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of his blood, ye have no life in you. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up in the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Do you see the powerful symbolism here? We'll keep going. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. And when Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? What if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up to where he was before? Verse 63, here's the key. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Do you notice? The flesh profit nothing. We don't eat of his physical flesh. This whole section of scripture he was talking about was spirit. Matthew 26 was spirit symbolism about us partaking of Christ's body and blood, his death, burial, and resurrection, us remembering him through the Lord's Supper as his disciples. It's very important that you get that. The flesh profited nothing, but the words he spoke are spirit. Ready? A lot like this. Jesus is a door. Are you looking for a literal door with a handle? No. John 10:9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Bread and the wine. Important symbolism, not the literal flesh of Jesus Christ. That makes no sense. They basically created this doctrine to control people so that they would convince them, you need to eat this bread and this wine, and only our priests can make it happen. You got to submit to us, give us your money, give us your power and authority, and we'll make it happen for you. That's really why they did it. And here's another point I want to bring up. Cannibalism by the Jews was seen as horrid. Jesus knew this, and it drove many of the people that mocked him or weren't going to follow him. He drove them away with this because they could not understand. Remember? All the parables he said, they don't have eyes to see and ears to hear. You do, disciples. They don't. And drinking blood was never allowed under Genesis 9. God told Noah, do not drink blood. So this Roman Catholic doctrine makes absolutely no sense. It is absolute pagan idolatry to turn bread and wine into Jesus Christ himself and worship it in a metal monstrous. That is absolute heresy, not taught in God's word. You've got to know how to discern spiritually. And by that, you must be born of the gospel. The shed blood of Jesus, his resurrection, faith in that, repentance to him, change your mind, change your way, seek him, be born again by his Spirit of God, by the Spirit of God, to obey in holiness and obedience and endure to the end. The Roman Catholics don't teach that gospel. They teach man-made traditions. They teach all types of philosophies of men and a little bit of scripture mixed in. So I hope that helps you see the Lord's Supper elements, the bread and the wine, are powerful symbols, and we as his body partake of them. Wine and bread, his broken body and his shed blood for us. That's how we remember him. It's not magic, mystical ways. We don't worship it in a monstrance called adoration by the Roman Catholics. No, we don't literally eat his flesh. They didn't literally eat his flesh back then. Why didn't they start gnawing on Jesus right then? That would have been absolutely ridiculous. It was spirit that he was talking about. Roman Catholic doctrine is false. Do this. Go to don'tperish.com. Click on the teaching area. Look up Roman Catholicism Exposed. I have all kinds of articles that help you see the difference between biblical sound doctrine and the pagan Roman Catholic faith. That Roman Catholic priest got a rebuke today in love that he needs. Go listen to the video, the audio. Go test yourself to the Word of God. Don'tperish.com is there to help you. Hope that helped you today. Thanks for listening. Down the gospel road we go, preaching Christ crucified every day. Love y'all, and may God be praised.